Hey, I didn't realize you were still here. What's up? The bus, really? What happened to your car? Oh, you're gonna be waiting a long time, honey. That bus is always late. I know, because I take it every week. I don't have a car. Ugh, don't get me started on it. Last Thursday, I swear I could have walked home faster. I was standing out here like a total idiot in the cold, with my racket bag digging into my shoulder. Some guy tried to offer me a protein bar. Like, thanks, sir, but I'm not accepting snacks from strangers at a bus stop. Anyway, you want a piece of gum or something? I've got, like, spearmint and some weird flavor that I think is supposed to be peach iced tea, but mostly just tastes like overripe banana. You don't accept snacks from strangers at a bus stop? I'm not a stranger, you idiot. We've been training together for what? 6 months now? Yeah. I look tired. Yeah, I guess I am tired. Well, because, you know, too much stuff going on at the same time. Practice, that stats quiz, and my group project falling apart because my teammate forgot to upload the slides. I'm 2 meals away from losing it completely. What about you? If I look tired, you, my friend, look exhausted. Sorry, that sounded bad. I mean, you weren't your usual perky self today. You were smiling and laughing as usual, but something was off. Like you were lost in thought. It's not the first time I've noticed, actually. What's been going on with you lately? Tell me. Oh, come on. Nothing won't cut it. You've been playing like you're really out of practice, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. You're still giving it your best shot, but something's off. You've been missing your serves, not hitting those angles like you used to. I'm not stalking you. I've just noticed we're teammates, remember? It's part of the deal. I mean, it's fun watching you struggle when I'm opposite you on the court, but whenever we play together, you just seem to lose all your confidence. I can't help but wonder what's going on inside that cute little head of yours. I don't know, you've seemed distracted by something. Or someone. Oh my gosh, is it me? Am I the one distracting you? Is it because of my new skirt, or... I know it's a little short, but I thought the pale pink looked pretty cute. You're getting flustered, babe. I think I'm onto something. But then again, I saw you talk to that girl earlier. Mm-hmm. The brunette? No, not that one. The one with the glasses. Sarah. Yes. Is it her? Is something going on between you two? Hey, don't flip this on me. I'm not getting flustered. I'm just curious. I'm just interested. And worried about you. I mean, about your game. That's all. Don't read into it too much. You'll give yourself a headache. So, is there something going on? Are you guys dating? No? Huh. That's interesting. Because from where I was standing, it definitely looked like she was into you. And you had that smile on. that cute smile you do when you're flustered or whatever. I mean, it's fine, whatever, like you can date whoever you want. But I'd rather just know. You don't have to tell me, but I just think it's a little weird, don't you think? After everything. The late practices, the stupid inside jokes, that time you let me wear your jacket when it was freezing after regionals. That didn't mean anything to you? Oh my god. Now you're looking at me like I'm confessing my undying love or something. Relax, dude. I'm not. Obviously. Ugh, don't smirk at me like that. You still haven't answered me. If you're not into her, then who are you into? Because something's making you mess up your game. And as your teammate, I think I deserve to know. Right? You're so stubborn. It's fine, you don't have to tell me. I was kind of hoping it was me who had that effect on you, though. Oops. Did I say that out loud? Okay. Before you say anything, I know we all agreed to not date our teammates, right? I remember what happened last year with Joe and Wendy. The whole team got weird for like 3 months. No one could even get through a practice without awkward tension. And Coach practically had to run practice like couples therapy. Especially the drills when we had to depend on each other. Ugh, it was so awkward. So yeah, I get it. No dating teammates. No feelings. Keep things clean and professional, blah, blah, blah. But rules are easy until they're not, right? I mean, I didn't plan on getting all soft about you. It just kind of happened. I don't know, one day you were just this annoying overachiever who could actually hit a forehand better than me. And the next, I'm checking the schedule to see if we're paired up for doubles again. And catching myself looking at you and getting jealous when you talk to other girls. And now here we are, standing outside the locker rooms, waiting on a bus that's probably still on the other side of town. I can't stop thinking about how you looked at Sarah today. I know it's none of my business. You can flirt with whoever you want. But part of me was hoping maybe you were distracted for the same reason that I am. The way we've been clicking more on the court lately, don't you think? Like when we're covering each other's lines. And I don't even have to look to know where you're going for that cross-court return. We've got this rhythm now, don't we? Feels like we're on the same page. Well, we were until you started being all in your head. For whatever reason. What? What do you mean it might be because of me? Like, in a good or bad way? A good way. Huh. Okay. Am I supposed to read between the lines here, or? I am looking at you. I'm totally not avoiding your gaze. All right, fine. Go on. Say it. Why is it because of me? Yeah. I've been distracting you too. Every time you look at me, there's this thing. Yeah, I can feel it too. It makes me want to be closer to you. No, you're right. We shouldn't. It could get messy, and we don't want things to get messy. I know, especially not right now with the season starting up and everything. We've got big matches coming up, and I can't afford to have my head somewhere else. I can't let it affect my game or yours. Oh, but God, it's hard. It's hard because every time we're together, there's this tension hanging between us. You've said it yourself. Like, it's not even our fault. It's just there. I know we both feel it. And I know we've been avoiding it. But can we really avoid it forever? I don't want things to get weird between us either, or with the others. But every time I look at you, I wonder what it would feel like to kiss you. Sorry. No kissing teammates. No thinking about teammates while they're in the shower. Nope. None of that. Yeah, better to just keep our distance. I guess. Well, we can stand here awkwardly, waiting for the bus. Or we could, I don't know. The locker rooms are empty right now. I'm just saying, if we did want to sneak in there and maybe, just get a taste of what it would be like to give in to this thing between us, we could. Just for today. No one needs to know about it. You've definitely been thinking about it too, haven't you? I can see it in your eyes. The way you keep looking at me, like you're deciding whether to pull away or just let go. I promise we don't have to make it complicated. Just a little taste. Just us. No team rules. No pressure. No one around to judge. What do you say? Give me your hand. Nothing. I just wanna show you how much I've been wanting this. Come on, give me your hand. Now follow me. Oh, don't worry, no one's around. We have at least 15 minutes before the place locks up for the night. I checked. Coach left ages ago, and the janitor always does the far wing first. You think I've thought this through? Nonsense. Okay, maybe I did a little. Only because you've been driving me crazy lately. The way you laugh when I mess up a shot. The way your shirt clings to your back when you're serving. I mean, how is anyone supposed to focus when you look like that? Here. Now, just the two of us in this locker room. I wonder what we should do next. You're a good kisser. How about I leave a little mark just there on your neck? Okay, fine, not on your neck. you'll know. A little souvenir. Something to think about next time we're on court and you're pretending like you're totally focused on your serve. Oh, you're stuttering now. That's kind of adorable. Didn't think I could get under your skin like that so easily. You're not gonna regret this, are you? Because I'm definitely not stopping unless you tell me. You smell so good. No, it won't hurt. I'm not a vampire. Just a tiny little mark. Here. There you go. It suits you. It's almost like I just wrote my name on your skin. It's kind of hot. Something to think about later when you're lying in bed thinking about me. Oh, I think I can hear the bus coming. Should we go back? Or catch the next one? Your shot.